This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, fun and informative. We try. Welcome to Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. KlausFinancial.com is the website, KLAASFinancial.com. The phone number for any questions at all live on the air is 815-398-9765. That's 815-398-WROK. The topic today is going to be Social Security, and we will be asking a cost quiz question of the week later. The winner of the cost quiz question of the week wins a $25 gift card for Texas Roadhouse. So be sure to pay attention, and the answer to the question will be given before we ask the question. You'll understand. Joining us in studio, Steve and Malia. Steve and Malia, happy Monday.
Happy summer, Mike.
Awesome weekend.
Yes.
Beautiful weather.
Hope you guys were able to enjoy it a little bit at all outside.
Yeah, I'm looking around here at the station and people are wearing shorts, so I'm kind of jealous.
Yes. I think we finally broke the 80 degree mark. I think we're going to maybe
smiles.
Get there later today. Now, I know Social Security is something that everyone really, or almost everyone pays into, at least some point in their life they paid into, and you might be trying to plan for how Social Security fits into your retirement plans. How important is the decision regarding Social Security as your plan for retirement?
It's certainly an important decision because we're talking about your future income. Most likely you've been working since you were 16 or 17 years old. And as you finally are approaching retirement, it's going to be probably at least one third of your income as you go to retire, one piece of it. And so people do need to pay special attention to when their benefit might maximize their retirement. We'll talk about those ages and maximum optimizations in a little while, but this topic is really important because looking at your age, your health, where you're currently employed, you know, where does this decision start? So we all know that age 62 is the earliest you can start pulling a Social Security benefit. And I have to ask myself, we ask our clients, you know, are you finished working? Do you want to work more? Do you need to work more? If you don't, then 62 might be the right age to start collecting. But we have to remember if we start that early, we are greatly reducing the amount of benefit we're going to collect for the rest of our retirement lives. But the truth of Social Security is this. If you live your average life expectancy, you'll receive about the same amount in lifetime income, Social Security benefits, whether or not you started early or late. So the lower monthly benefit you will collect for a longer period of time. You will collect a higher benefit if you hold back, but you'll obviously collect it for a shorter period of time. So this is where the actuaries come in. They know how long we're going to live. And so looking at that, might play into, do I have a life of longevity? Is that in my family or otherwise? We look at age 66, 67, we're getting closer to our full retirement age. If you're born after 1960, age 67 is probably your full retirement age. Age 70, we're going to talk about that, a reason why you might want to wait, because at that point we have probably our highest Social Security income possible. There's a couple different ways that Social Security benefits are calculated. This has changed over the years. At this point in 2016, you receive one credit for every $1,260 of earnings up to four quarters per year. So when all is said and done, they look back at your highest 35 years of employment and they calculate your earnings. They divide that by 35 years, and they come out with your average index monthly earnings. So, and they adjust it for wages, wage growth. So it's important to understand that you do need to collect credits in order to eventually collect a Social Security benefit. However, if you've never worked and you didn't have that, perhaps you're married to someone who did. So you may have a choice. Maybe I will collect from my spouse's, his his retirement Social Security, or perhaps my benefit is more than his. Average benefit size these days is about $1,200 to $1,300 a month. So we need to keep this in mind when we're looking at total income. If, in fact, my spouse passes away and we were used to having the extra $1,300 a month, that could definitely play into some negative income going forward.
And what does that mean exactly, negative income?
Well, if I'm working, if my budget is budgeting around $25,000, $35,000 a year, suddenly I lose my spouse, that's going to play out $12,000 a year I'm no longer collecting. That's how it's going to have a negative cash flow in your household.
Okay. And what are these, you mentioned these delayed retirement credits. How does that work exactly?
Steve?
That's a good question, Mike. For individuals that are of full retirement age, which would, again, as Malia mentioned, somewhere between 66 and 67 for most, unless you're very, very close to retirement, you actually receive an 8% per year bump in your benefit if you delay it until age 70. And you've heard us talk about that in the past as well. However, by age 70, even if you are still deferring starting Social Security, you receive no more increases in the benefit, zero increases in benefit after age 70. So for the most part, there is no reason to delay that, even if you do decide to still work.
Okay, so if you delay until, 62 is the earliest you can start collecting Social Security. If you delay it, you get a slight increase per year, correct me if I'm wrong, but then at 70, it's 0%. So it really makes no financial mathematical sense to delay receiving Social Security benefits after the age of 70.
Absolutely not. That's correct, Mike.
Okay. And your beneficiaries are not going to receive your Social Security benefit. Perhaps your spouse, but there's no social beneficiaries that are going to collect your benefit after that.
Yes.
So a good reason to collect it.
And you know, that's a good point, Malia. I've actually had a couple of clients recently where they were widows and they were thinking of deferring their benefits, to pick a higher income for themselves. And it really came down to that exact point. You're single, and when you pass away, no relatives receive the benefits. So what are you really waiting for?
Right. Unlike a retirement account, many retirement accounts, if you've got this pool of money there and you pass away, that can be, given on to your heirs or whatever. But I know that's a topic for another day. This idea and this choice we have to make about whether or not we're going to keep on working, if you're in your 60s and you decide, I don't want to stop working, I want to keep on working, can I still draw my Social Security benefits?
Yes, that's another good question, Mike. You actually can. Now, as Malia mentioned earlier, you can start drawing Social Security as early as age 62. However, if you do and you continue to work or you're receiving a W-2 income, then you have a ceiling on how much working income you can actually receive without actually reducing the Social Security income that you're receiving. And that number is, for this year, $15,720 per year in working income. Otherwise, for every $2 you go over that number, you lose $1 of benefits. Now, it's deferred for future, but it does reduce your immediate Social Security income when you're collecting it at age 62. As we mentioned a few minutes ago, for most people, many people will defer until their full retirement age, usually between 66 and 67. As I mentioned, unless you're retiring very soon, then it'd be age 65. That allows you actually to collect your full Social Security income and continue to work without any income limitations from work that would negatively affect the benefits. So in other words, you can earn as much as you want and still collect your full Social Security benefits. You do pay taxes on it, but there's no reduction if you wait until your full retirement age.
Very important. If you have a question about Social Security, anything at all that we've been talking about, call us live, and you can call in and ask questions directly to Steve and Malia, 815-398-9765, 815-398-WROK. We're going to take a break, and on the other side of it, we are going to ask our cost quiz question of the week. This is Cost Financial's Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. 815-398-9765 is the phone number. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And before the break, we were talking about Social Security, and we answered the Klaus Quiz question of the week. You just didn't know what the question is. The question is, assuming that you postpone collecting your Social Security benefit until the age of 70, what percentage, in terms of delayed retirement credits, will your Social Security benefit continue to grow even if you continue to delay after the age of 70? Again, assuming that you postpone collecting your Social Security benefit until the age of 70, what percentage will your Social Security benefit continue to grow even if you continue to delay after age 70? The number to call and win a $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse is 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440. First people to call in, or person to call in, 877-8440 with the correct answer to that question wins the $25 gift card to Texas Roadhouse. Stephen Malia, is there anything else we need to know about Social Security? I mean, I'm in my early 40s. Will it still be there when I go to retire?
Is anybody's guess, you know, but we're pretty sure there'll be some form of Social Security. We don't know what that'll look like. It may be 100% taxable. And we did want to talk about the taxation of Social Security. 20 years ago, it was not taxable. Your parents, you might have remembered, they didn't have to pay tax on it. But today, Social Security actually, if your income is around $25,000, below $25,000, taking half of your benefit plus your regular income, if it's $25,000 or below, you probably won't pay tax on your Social Security. But if you're above the next item, which is about $32,000, a married couple, you will see some form of taxation on your Social Security. So it's important to understand that the rules change every year in Social Security's benefits. Also, I think it's important to point out that you can check on your benefit anytime. Go to www.ssa.gov. Set up an account if you haven't done that before. It is a secure website. Do that and see what your benefit looks like looking out into the future. You want to make sure there's no errors in all the years of reported earnings, because even I have found reported earning errors. You want to make sure that it says what you believe it should say, because as we said, highest 35 years of income is going to be important in calculating that.
Yeah, you know, I know we don't get into the political fray too much on Money in Motion, but I mean, the fact is Social Security is susceptible to what politicians vote on in Washington going forward. I mean, this is a topic I know that I was talking about when I was in college in the 90s, and most people I talked with, and I still believe this today, I'm not necessarily banking on living off of Social Security when I eventually retire, which is all the more reason to, you know, try to sock some money away and try to, you know, plan for your future outside of Social Security. I know a lot of the older generations, I'm talking like the World War II generations and beyond, you know, did depend on Social Security for their retirement. But it's not something, correct me if I'm wrong, that you want to just bank on as your main source of income when you retire, right?
No, that's absolutely correct, Mike. I mean, it is a supplement in reality for retirement income. It was never really designed to be the major support for your retirement income. It will, as Malia pointed out, be there in some fashion. But again, it is for most people that have a long ways to go to retirement, probably a good idea just to use the same thought process you are. Don't count on it. It will be there in some form, though.
I know that there's, my father was a postal worker. He's a retired postal worker. And I remember my mom always saying my dad does not pay or did not pay into Social Security as a postal worker, because he had a separate system with civil servants that civil servants had. I know some teachers also don't pay into Social Security. Is there anything that we need to be aware of if we're in that category?
Well, that's a good point, Mike. You are correct, in fact, that federal, state, and local employees do not pay into Social Security. So there's actually a pension offset of Social Security for their pensions they receive from the government. And again, it's always good to check the websites because we are not accountants or CPAs to know all the ins and outs of it, but we're very much aware of it. And as you just pointed out, if you're a teacher at least, especially in Illinois, you really will not receive Social Security very often. It may be a little tiny bit, if anything, because there is a major offset for that as well.
So you're looking at your pension plus any other investments you might have, pulling off of that in lieu of a Social Security benefit. So very important to know what you're going to be getting into the future.
SSA, that stands for Social Security Administration, .gov is a website that you can establish a login and password for. It's a secure site. You can check to see where you are at as far as what you've earned so far and where your money, what they've tabulated. They still send, I think my wife still gets I don't know if it's annual letters from the Social Security Administration, those green and white things. They still send them out, right?
On occasion. They tried to stop it altogether, and people weren't very happy about that. So now they're every couple years we're seeing them. But again, please just go on the website, and you'll get the information direct from there. Or you can call them, and you'll be on hold for about 45 minutes. That's what's happened to me. So I suggest you just go on the website.
I also suggest listeners you go to klassfinancial.com. That's KLAAS financial.com for broader information about all your retirement questions. If you want, questions and answers about Social Security specifically, SSA.gov is a great place to start. But if you have any questions at all about preparing for your financial future, go to costfinancial.com or call 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440. You can have set up an appointment for a free consultation, totally free, your first sit-down consultation about your financial future, right?
Yes, and another good point is we often have seminars. We'll probably have one in the fall that educate clients and other people out there about Social Security and maybe what benefit they might be looking to receive.
Well, I know a radio host who can help promote that seminar for you.
We'll let you know when it is.
Yes, we'll put that on the calendar. Anything else you would like to add, Stephen Lee, before we say goodbye? Just a scheduling note, I know we will not be doing a Memorial Day show, but we will be on the following Tuesday. So next Tuesday will be our next Money in Motion segment.
Yeah, so we just want to tell people we're kind of at the year end here, or I should say halfway through the year, getting close to that. So let's make some good plans for the rest of the year with our savings.
Yes, hit the summer in stride. Stephen Malia, thanks so much for coming back on to the Michael Kulich Show.
Thanks, Mike. Have an awesome Memorial Day weekend.
You as well. We'll be right back with hour number two of the Michael Kulich Show. These segments, by the way, were sponsored by Kloss Financial. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.